Praise God.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you. God bless you, my friends. God bless you. It's so good to be back on the air to talk about the goodness of God and the things of God. This is the Elder Evangelist William Foster, your host for the evening, and I want to take the time to wish all of the wonderful mothers and mothers-to-be a happy, glorious Mother's Day. Glad to know that you're yet in the land of the living and God is still blessing and giving in this time. I'm equally excited to share your day with you and for you, because if it were not for you all, if it were not for my own mother, I wouldn't be here. So I'm grateful to God for that. Praise God. And today we want to go into the Word, and we want to talk about how the Lord is just blessing and holding us up to the standard and ready to keep us and bless us in another way. He's blessing us with a fresh start, blessing us with a new beginning, a fresh rain. Oh, the Lord is just so wonderful. He's been, oh God, doing mighty and marvelous things and just keeping us in the land. And while all the disasters are going on and the earthquakes and the things going forward, going crazy all around us, he's helping us and he's just touching us and he's doing some new things and he wants us to know that, we're going to prosper and that we're going to profit from the things of God and that he has, God planned and put in store for us to profit and prosper from. Today we want to kind of look in the book of Isaiah the 40th chapter, if you will. Isaiah the 40th chapter. Isaiah the 40th chapter, beginning at the 15th, around the 15th verse. Let me see. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go to Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48. Yes, beginning around the 14th chapter. Yes. And before we go there, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your healing power in your word. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for binding and rebuking every disastrous spirit that will come our way. We thank you, God, for loosing the bands of wickedness, Father, and putting your righteousness down on the inside, God. We thank you for blessing us, God, to wake up to see this wonderful day. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your magnanimous love, God, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your, oh God, many rich blessings, God, that you're bestowing upon your people today, God. Lord, we thank you. In spite of all the famine in the land and the perilous times, God, you're still able, you're still refreshing, and you're still keeping. So for this, Father, we thank you for the joyous time that you allow us to come and spend with you. For you said in your word, God, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand our pleasures forevermore. So, Father, we thank you for your face. We thank you for your hand. We thank you for your heart and your mind to understand us, God, even when we don't understand ourselves or the situations that are going on in our lives. Now, God, we pray this in the marvelous, matchless, magnificent name of Jesus, and we do give you thanks. Bless God and amen. All right. We're back in the saddle. And again, we want to come from Isaiah 48. Begin at the 14th verse. And we're going to kind of read just a little bit, I guess, round down to the 17th. Yeah, we'll see how it turns out. It says, we're coming from the King James Version of the Bible. He said, all ye, assemble yourselves and hear, which among them had declared these things. The Lord had loved him. He would do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was. There am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Let's go a little further. Yes, thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. My God, my God. Let's go on over here to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Stir it up a little something. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. Deuteronomy 8 and 16. Jesus, Deuteronomy 8 and 16. Let's see what he has to say about the prosperity and the profiting of God and his people. Let's see what he says. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. He said, he who fed in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble him thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter time, latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and my might of mine hand had gathered me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Well, can we go a little bit further? I think we may as well. How about we go to Deuteronomy, the very first chapter? And let's start at the 10th verse. Good God, it just gets sweeter and sweeter as the time and the day go by with the word. I just love God's word. Jesus, let's see what he says. He said in verse 10, the Lord your God, the first chapter of Deuteronomy, the Lord your God has multiplied you, and behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he has promised you. And you say, how can I bear this alone, myself alone, your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Now, look at what God is saying. He said, hold up. I've invested a mindset in you to have, to get prosperity, to have wealth, to be in perfect health. Oh, God, a lot of times we are not in perfect peace or in perfect health because we look away from God. Our minds were first set and started out in the path that God wanted us to do and to be. But then somewhere along the way, as we, you know, I'm not taking an example, as we were children, you know, you were taught up and brought up in church, and some of us weren't. But we saw examples all around us as to how things were supposed to look and be as according to life's, oh God, progression and lessons of learned to be learned. My son told me something when we were about, well, he was about 13 years old. He said, Dad, you know, I'm not into trying to be mixing and mingle with no girl right now. And I said, well, what are you talking about, man? You just not turned a teenager. Well, I'm not talking about nothing like that. I said, but I will try to explain something about the birds and the bees, if that's what you want to call it. He said, well, you can call it what you want, but I want you to call it the truth. And I ain't trying to get messed up and, you know, caught up in nothing that, you know, that ain't going to cause me to be messed up for the rest of my life. I looked at him and said, well, Jesus, who been teaching him something? Huh? But he said, I studied something concerning you and my mother's life. I said, what you say? He said, the thing that you did, I don't want to do. I said, what? It kind of hurt me because I was like, well, that didn't hurt me. It just kind of shocked me. It just made me open my eyes to see that there, even when we think that they're not watching, they are watching and paying attention and listening for the thing which they should not be doing. And I thought about that. There's no one that he sounded like me when I was talking about my own daddy. Oh, God, the very thing he did, oh, God, taught me not to do, oh, God, with or to a woman. Jesus, oh, God, but God was showing me something through even my son. I said, well, God, I appreciate you, Jesus, but you have to understand, Satan, oh, God, comes now and he puts some things in our mind or put a roadblock or stumbling block in the way. Oh, God, people are affected by how we are or how we treat them as we are come, you know, saints and Christians and men and women of God, because, oh, God, they are affected by how we treat our circumstance and our situation. Oh, God, oh, God, you know, the Lord has blessed us and told us he's going to do it. It's time for a fresh start, or, you know, it's time for us to have a fresh anointing, but What are we doing with the fresh anointing? See, sometimes you got to go to the word and understand what the word said. He said, it's time to pull off the old man with his ways. Oh, God. Well, the old man needs to die then. That means something new has to be developed in me. It's like a shedding of the skin. I do a lot of fishing. Oh, God, and I see a lot of snake skins all around. Oh, God, especially I'm going to see a whole lot more. Oh, God, about to the end of Jesus, what is this, May? I'm going into June because they just got through with their mating season, and they have to shed their skin from old to new cause to let them know, Lord, look, that was my old skin when I was, you know, in hibernation. Now I got to come out of that. Thank you, God. I was in darkness because I was in the hole in the ground. I was in the side of the cave in the wall. So now I'm out of the darkness. The light has come on in my mind. The light has come on because it's daytime now. It's another season. Oh, God, and they say in springtime, we have to spring up or spring forward. There's something new that I have to do, oh God, for this change or this metamorphosis to take place in my heart or in my mind. I got to come with some forgiveness and, oh God, stop thinking about the grudges of the past and let people go so my healing can flow freely to me, oh God, for, oh God, not only just my body but my finances, oh God, for my prosperity, for my health and for my wealth. I have some things that not only just for me but, oh God, some things that I do can, oh God, keep a block or a hindrance for my children's sake. Oh God, Jesus, because God said, look, I don't have you in poverty. Poverty is a curse. Oh God, so we have to learn how to check ourselves and find out what it is that we did or are not doing, or we, oh God, are in the midst of that's not pleasing or beneficial to God. David said, search my heart, know me, try the reins of my heart, see if there should be anything that's not supposed to be in there, snatch it out, take it out of me, because I want to be pleasing in your sight. That's why he was so, oh God, easy to say, God, create in me a clean heart. Ah, you got it, oh God, and oh God, renew a right spirit within me, show me myself. A lot of times we get messed up in the vine or the vineyard of our minds, and we don't understand if we don't see ourselves the way God sees us, then we'll forever be in our own self-indignated or self-righteous way, self-absorbed way. But God said, hold up. That's not the way I called you to be. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, I told you to be, that you're going to be this man or this woman of God. I told you that I sit there out there to, oh God, put you to the nation to help you and bless you. And then we get mad because the Bible says in Deuteronomy 8, chapter 17, verse, he said, I came to try you, 16 verse, I came to try you and see and prove your work to see how you really, really are. Oh God, he said, I tried you in the fire as silver and as gold. I tried to purify you and find out what was the dirty thing on your inside. I had to get that thing out of you because it was a blockage. It was stopping your growth, not just that, but it was blocking somebody else from seeing me. Oh, God. And that is the devil's greatest plan of his success. If I could just stop them from coming to the cross of Christ, if I could just block them from coming to the cross of Christ, oh, God, then I can stop them from the prosperity of the growth and the growth of the health of the wealth. I don't want them to be like I was when I was once in heaven. I don't want them to be like I was when I was once able to walk the earth and, oh, God, I was shining brighter than any other angel. I don't want them to be, oh, God, to have the appearance of, oh, God, something that I once was great. Jesus, but God said you're going to have a greater, more pristine glory about yourself than the devil or Satan or Lucifer ever had. Thank you, Jesus. But what is your mindset? God. Oh, God. So. We need to understand. We are here. So, oh, God, we need to understand what the day is like, huh? The day as opposed to the night. Oh, God. You know, we feel like, you know, I can, you know, work while, you know, today I'm straight. But when night comes, and like Jesus said, no man can work. But when night comes, you know, we want to apart. Do some things that are contrary to the word of God. Well, God said, hold up. He said, I need you to be holy all season, all year long. My God, this is not just a part-time thing. I'm not a part-time lover. This ain't Stevie Wonder's song. I need for you to understand I'm a full-time God, and I'm looking for full-time saints, full-time ambassadors, full-time chosen ones, full-time royal priesthood in my generation. I set you in place where you can be, oh, God, the star of the evening. Oh, God, every son and daughter that God had, oh, God, God, they are the ones who have messed up. But now, oh, God, as we become, oh, God, more in God and in tune with God, Jesus, he plans, oh, God, he predestined a plan for us so that we can become perfect. Oh, Jesus, not that we are perfect, but, you know, we'll become perfected in the walk that we have. Thank you, Jesus. But God said, you got to wait. You got to wait. You got to wait. And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem. We just feel like we just about to jump out in the water because somebody called us. Or we said we have a calling. Oh, God, well, hold up. God said, whoa. You got to understand that calling, that gift that you have, that anointing that you have, it has to now be crafted. It has to now be, oh, God, perfected. It has to now be smoothed over, oh, God, in you and for you. Because you know, I need you to be, oh, God, in a place where you are so bumpy free. Like I said, I used to do ceramics way back when. Thank you, Jesus. And we just have to knead out all of the clay. Oh, God, what you mean knead out the clay? Well, you have to understand. He said in, Malachi, the third chapter, fourth chapter, he said, I said as a refiner's fire, as fuller's soap. If I have to break you and remake you, then let me do that. Thank you, Jesus, because I see something in you that should not be. And you get mad and you try to pitch a fit. Oh, God, well, God, why is this happening? How is this happening to me? I mean, I was doing good. I was doing, you know, I'm trying to do it on the best that I can. Well, hold up. I believe Job said the same thing. He said that thing that I feared most, it suddenly came up on me. Good God, today, Lord, the thing hit me blind, said it. Why, how? It ain't that Job got you did something crazy or you did something wrong. It said that I'm trying to get the best out of you because I know what I've already put in you that you've allowed the devil to come in and try to hide concerning you. Oh, God, not just concerning you, but concerning me. I believe David said it like this. He said, where should I go from you that you are not already there? Oh, God, if I take wings and fly to the uttermost palms of the heaven, you're there. If I go to the lowest parts of the earth in hell, you're there. If I make up my bed in hell, you're there. If I try to take the darkness to hide myself, it doesn't matter. Light will soon find it out. So I may as well come to God and come correct. God, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to give you everything I have, my King. I don't have nothing else but my life, and that is what I owe you. So, Father, because you've given me the power to gain wealth, to gain strength, to gain health, to gain prosperity, then here I am giving you back what it is that you have given me. And now, God, we have to understand everything that we have is just on loan. Mm-hmm. It's just borrowed time, my God, because it's not promised to any of us. And then we sit around and we complain and think about that, you know, God owes us or some crasmocratic fear thing in the atmosphere just supposed to owe us something. The devil, that's a lie. God said, I don't owe you anything but to love you. My God, he said, especially when you love me back. Thank you, Jesus. So God said, I'm waiting on you. Oh, God, and while you wait, while I'm waiting on you, I need you to wait on me to get, you got the thing together for you. My God, but because of your impatience and your insolence, oh, God, you block and stop and hold up time for the thing to come to you. Thank you, God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus, I feel like I'm preaching to myself right there. Jesus, then he said, oh, God, we're not here. Oh, God, to be patched up. Oh, God, he's not here to patch up our flesh. He don't send the Holy Ghost just to patch up our flesh. The old thing has to, oh, God, be affected, oh, God, and infected, oh, Jesus, because it has come around and it tried to do some stuff to cause the flesh to stumble, which causes the soul to get in trouble with God. And God's like, hold up, I'm watching your soul. How was your attitude? Yes, like he told Hezekiah, good God, today, he promised him something. He said, Hezekiah, if you do it, then I promise you I'm going to do this. And if you do that, I probably don't want to do that too. Then Hezekiah was like, okay, he's going to be bold enough. I'm like, okay, well, God, I'm going to do it because, you know, I love that you, and I love that your people, and if you do it, I promise I'm going to just do it forever. Shoot, I can see what I do. But then time came, oh, God, well, Hezekiah began to get lifted up in himself in pride. Uh-huh. Start talking about what he got and how he got it. And, you know, man didn't give him nothing and how he's this and that. Well, hold up. Get yourself together. Then God said, he left him just for a season, just to see how his heart was going to be toward God. Oh, God, that's why it's so imperative. It's so, oh, God, important to get your heart, keep your heart clean. That's why God told Solomon, oh, God, when he was speaking to him through David, he said, keep
your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart flows the issues of life. The very thing that you're doing in front of your children, they're watching this. The very thing you're doing in front of the saints, they're watching. The very thing you're doing in front of the other, oh God, simple-minded, wannabe, oh, like you type Christians, they're watching. And I need your witness to be perfect. I need your witness to be explainable. I need your witness to be, oh God, astronomical. I need your witness, oh God, your life, your character, your integrity to be in check on all points and on all cases. I don't need no sloppy seconds. I don't need you coming up here and telling myself, well, God, I was trying, but what? Get your big butt out the way. You need to do what I say do. That way it'll be well with your soul. And while you're around here sinner, God, I don't know if I should do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't know what. I don't care. Well, hold up. You got lifted up in yourself, and all of a sudden the devil then got you up for him and then hung you out on the limb and any longer. And now you want to come and talk to me about it. In the first place, you should have been staying on your knees. Oh, God, pouring out your heart before me, giving me the glory, giving me the praise, giving me the worship, giving me the honor, extolling and exhorting my name, exalting me in all that you do. I already told you, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me, not for your sake, but for my sake. Oh, God, and we need to understand why we are still here on this earth. God, that was with purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, it is designed for destination. Thank you, God. And the destination is God wants us all to make it to heaven. Oh, God, but because, oh, Jesus, somebody is slipping. Somebody is slowing around. Somebody is getting lackadaisy because somebody is getting tired of the race, because somebody is not encouraging the next individual, because somebody has given out in the race somewhere. You know, we had a great outreach, but I don't even know where that happened, shoe. I don't know why they let it dwindle down like that. Well, hold on, what are you doing, honey? Jesus. God said, let your witness show forth itself. Oh, God, I believe the word puts it like this. Thank you, Jesus. He said, make your calling and election sure. If you're called to be that witness for God, if you're called to be that man, that woman of God, if you're called to be that minister, if you're called to be that person of great servitude, then you need to do it without complaining, do it without murmuring, do it without bickering, do it without arguing and disputations of all kinds, do it without running your mouth and start doing the service or doing the act of the service, and do it with a joyful heart, do it with a heart of laughter, a heart of happiness, do it with the right mind, because whatever we do for Christ is only what's going to last anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, so God is saying, I'm blessing you in the design what I've made you to be. Thank you, God. And if you don't get rid of the fleshly mindset, if you don't get rid of the negative people that you hang around, oh, God, if you don't get rid of all of these nuisances that are around you, then you know, then the sapsuckers and the leeches who are, oh, don't really talk nothing saved. They don't never talk about nothing spiritual. Oh, God, you know, what happened to the day when we used to be sanctified? We used to call on the holy God who was in his temple. Oh, God, where everybody was quiet before him, but only praised him together. Oh, God, only worshiped him together, only magnified him together. Oh, God, what good is it to be in a relationship? And you're talking about both of y'all saved, both of y'all got the Holy Ghost, both of y'all sanctified, but one praying way over here in the den, the other one praying in the bathroom somewhere. Y'all ain't never came together to pray. One of y'all in the kitchen praying, the other one in the bedroom, somebody on the porch, somebody cutting the grass praying, somebody sitting in the car praying. What happened to us coming together, huh? Now, what happened to us? Oh, God, bless the God together. What happened to us? Oh, God, oh, Zion, what is the matter now? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you don't pray like you used to pray. You don't sing like you used to sing. You don't talk like you used to talk. You don't walk like you used to walk. God said, I'm looking for a freshness, a new anointing to sing y'all, but because nobody really is paying attention to what I'm doing, oh, God, then you're going to be missing out on the greatest things in life. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? And the devil has come. The devil has come. The devil, Satan, has come with his imps, and he's come to blind the minds of the people. He's come to blind the world of the people, the people in the world. The Bible said, you can read it for yourself. Oh, God, what is it? This is Isaiah 60. Now, God, he said, look, he said, the gods of this world, he said, have blinded the minds. He said, watch what happened. Gross darkness has covered the earth, and darkness has covered the people. He's talking about ignorance. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we become so ignorant, oh, God, that we're so smart, that we're so dumb. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you, you, Jesus. We think that we know it all, or we got it all, or we ain't got nothing. Paul said, take heed of thyself. That's what a man think he held God won't stumble us, shall stand. That's when he definitely gonna fall, because before pride come to fall, think a haughtiness comes, and you think that you got it all together. But God said, hold up, you ain't crossed every I. Oh, I'm sorry, crossed every T and dotted every I. Neither have you doubled every U. Thank you, Jesus. But you sit there and you feel like you're the man or you're the woman because you're so lifted up within your own self. Well, you got to understand, I'm blessing you. Thank you, Jesus. And if you can't see what I'm doing, oh God, it's because the devil, Satan of this world, have come to blind your mind. Well, what do you mean blind your mind, preacher? I'm not really getting that one. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me kind of explain it to you. When he blinds your mind, you can have your eyes wide open. You know how when you were in love, when you were young, you went in with your eyes wide open, but it was really wide shut because your mind couldn't see what it is that the devil was doing, but your eyes could only see what you thought that he was doing, or what you thought God was doing, because you know you get the blessing confused and mixed up. Talking about, well, it's the blessing of the Lord that made me rich, and he had no sorrow. Well, if it was the blessing of the Lord that made you rich, why are you suffering with what you got blessed with from the jump, or you bless your own self from the jump? If it was God that is blessing you, why is it that you lose the car? Why is it that you lost the job? Why is it that you lost the house? Why is it that you getting sick all the time? If it was the blessing of the Lord, why is it that you're not enjoying yourself in that thing continually? And, oh God, why, thank you, Jesus, do you sit around and complain because you thought that it was this and you thought, well, now you shouldn't have to think of none of that stuff. If you know God, thank you, Jesus, then you know where you're supposed to be. If you know God, then you know that it's God working for you. Far more greater, exceeding abundant above all the stuff that you asked or even thought about. Thank you, Jesus, according to the power that working within us. And that's the problem. Once was working, my God, but because we bow down to Baal, because we stopped ourselves, because we stopped listening to other kind of music, because we got so engulfed and involved with somebody else's business, wrong to be a busybody, running around talking about what she did, he did, and they did too, because he's talking about the he say, she say crowd. When you want to be messed up in the parties, going to where it ain't no real party, they just having that little fun. Oh, well, the Bible says a little living, a little sin makes the whole life to sin. So what you going to tell me, a little sin is okay? The devil is a lie. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God said, well, I'm just standing about looking. I just want to see how far they're going to go with it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. But God, thank God for Jesus, because he said, I got the Holy Ghost that's going to cover you. Oh, God, I got the blood of Jesus that's going to cover you. And I got the Spirit of God that's going to encourage you to get out from where you were. Thank you, God. Because the Bible said, oh, God, thank you, Jesus. I love it the way he said it like this. He said, oh, God, well, with your temptation, he's able to make a way of escape. The thing is, do you want to escape? That's the problem. We don't want to escape. We don't want to get out. We don't want to get turned away from what the sin is that's presented before us. Oh, God, I believe that girl saying that son, the widow says, get me out, Jesus. Get me out today. Thank you, Jesus. I've been crying and dying. Get me out, Jesus. Oh, God, and I can't be hired. Get me out, Jesus. Oh, God, I've been walking and talking. Get me out, Jesus. I've been slipping and creeping. Get me out today, my God. But a lot of times, thank you, Jesus, that the devil will dangle that thing in front of our face so well and so wonderful and so good. Yes, Jesus. We feel like, oh, God, that's God all day, and it ain't none of God. Thank you, Jesus. Here come that man. Here come that woman. Oh, Jesus. Woo. The faith had told me that she was going to look like this. The faith had told me that she was going to look like this. The woman of God and the man of God told me that he was going to be this and he going to have this and have that. Shoot, I just, man, where's going to go? This is the one for me. The devil is a lie. God has already told you that ain't the one. She ain't the one. He ain't the one. You didn't ask me for him. You didn't ask me for her. You told me that you wanted this, 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 and that, and you're not sticking to the plan. I promise you that I was going to prosper you, and all you got to do is bow down yourself to me, lift up your head, and be blessed by me. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I pray that you all be blessed. I must cut this short. Good God, but it was getting good to me. So you all be encouraged. I love you. May you be prosperous in your day, and may the Lord continue to bless you as a mother, and that you will still be on point with God. God bless you. Be encouraged. I love you. God bless.